Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon for our observance of All Saints is based on our second lesson today from 1 John chapter 3. If you would like to follow along with the written notes during the sermon, you'll find those written notes on page 11 in your bulletin. All Saints is a very important observance on the liturgical calendar. It is very important and significant that we pause on this day to remember those who have gone before us in the faith. Those of our own community following Jesus, our own faith community, and also those in our extended families who have run the race, who have kept the faith. As I frequently say when I am conducting a funeral, today is a day of mixed emotions. On the one hand, we rejoice that our loved ones who have died in Christ are with the Lord, that they await the resurrection to everlasting life, to be before the throne of the Lamb forever. And yet, we are also sad. We mourn. We grieve. We miss those who have gone before us. We know that this life will never be quite the same ever again. The joy and comfort that is ours this day as we remember those who have gone before us is that they are children of God. John says that so simply and so directly in our second lesson read in worship this morning. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. See what kind of love the Father has given us, sending His only Son to be our Savior from sin. See what kind of love the Father has in giving us the gift of baptism, through which our sins are washed away and we are adopted into the family of God. We and those who have gone before us in Christ are indeed children of God, are privileged to call God Father. We approach the throne of God's grace in prayer confidently. We have been made a new creation in Christ to live as a child of God now and forever. And so as we remember those from our Trinity faith family who have died in Christ over these last 12 months, as we think about those in our extended families who have also died in Christ, we find great joy and take great comfort in knowing that because of God's love for them, they are children of God forever. But today is not just for looking back. John makes that very clear in our second lesson. The reality is that we live as children of God right now. We have been washed clean. We have been adopted into God's family. We live daily in that identity, child of God. John says it this way, "Beloved, we are God's children now." We neither get stuck simply looking back at those who have gone before us, nor stuck simply looking ahead to what will be someday, but rather we live out being a child of God now, today, every day. Perhaps one of the greatest benefits of observing All Saints is that we are inspired by those who have gone before us. The author of Hebrews speaks of a great cloud of witnesses who are there to inspire us and encourage us in our walk with the Lord. Heroes of the Bible, our own ancestors, brothers and sisters in Christ who are here a part of our faith community, maybe a special pastor or teacher or DCE who has touched our lives in special ways. These people are gifts of God to us, who inspire us as we live as children of God. Encouraged by those who have gone before us, the author of Hebrews exhorts us to lay aside sin which clings so closely and to run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. To look to Jesus, the one who died on the cross for our sins, each day to confess our sins to God and receive his gift of forgiveness, each day to rise to that new life through our baptism, to seek to live that day to the glory of God. We seek to imitate Jesus. John says, we shall all be like him, that is, Jesus, and that we are purified by sin from sin by Jesus, so that we might seek that which is pure and right and holy in our lives. Martin Luther said it this way: we shall be like him. God is life, therefore we too shall live. God is righteous, therefore we too shall be filled with righteousness. God is immortal and blessed, therefore we too shall enjoy everlasting bliss. Best of all, one day we will get to see Jesus face to face. Imagine that in your mind for a moment this morning. One day, as a child of God, you will see Jesus face to face. You will see Jesus as he is. We will join the people of every tribe and nation and language before the throne of the Lamb, and there Jesus will be before us, not just for a moment, not just a glimpse of his glory, but continually, for all eternity. Don't ever lose that hope. Don't ever let that glorious future somehow fade from your consciousness. Because Jesus died and rose for you, you and your loved ones who have gone before you in Christ are called children of God forever and will one day be before Christ and in his presence forever. As you and I live in this great meantime between Jesus' first and second comings, there is nothing greater that we can claim than this: I am baptized. I am a child of God. I am dearly loved by Jesus. Rejoice and be glad. You and I are blessed to be forever the children of God. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.